so I called back. Yeah, it's me.
How was the dance?
He asked, and with a sigh, I smoothed my dress out and went into the lounge. Brad was hanging upside down, his feet up on top of the couch, his head brushing the floor. He glanced over from the Nintendo and went back to playing his game. The dance was great, I answered, except there was a bit of drama involving nuts in the vegetarian dish, and one of the guys is allergic to nuts. Boring, Brad said loudly in a sing-song voice, irritating me as only a little brother could.
Did you go to the after-party? My dad asked.
No, I said cautiously. Noah booked us a room for the night. My voice faded into a mumble before trailing off completely.
Is that so?
My dad's words swelled with disapproval. Nothing happened, I said quickly, not able to keep my cheeks from burning. Talk about embarrassing. It was Brad who spoke. Noah and Elle, sitting in a tree, doing things they shouldn't be, he sang mockingly. Whatever, was my witty comeback, mimicking his voice. He scowled over the top of his Nintendo, and I poked my tongue out at him.
Is it too late to take back what I said last night about my little girl being so grown up, Elle?
Dad laughed, shaking his head at us. I gave him a sheepish smile.
So you had a good time at the dance?
Yep. And you know what Noah did? He actually got the band to dedicate a song to me so he could ask me to be his girlfriend in front of everybody. That's how serious he is about this. About me, I amended.
Aw, is Ickle Ellie Belly in love?
Brad said in a soppy voice, making kissing sounds and pulling faces at me. No, I said quickly. No. Most definitely not. Dad could only look at me like he was torn between acceptance and disappointment. I was starting to shrug it off when the doorbell rang. I'll get it, I said quickly, shooting up to open the door.
I heard on the grapevine that you were back, Lee said, leaning on the porch fence and grinning at me.
The smile went out of his eyes for a moment when he saw me. It was blatantly clear what I'd been up to last night. But he recovered quickly.
Plus, I had to get out of the house, he went on. My parents are going crazy at Noah.
Why?
Well, for starters, he's been, quote, God knows where, doing God knows what this past week, and he's, again I quote, going to get kicked out of college before he's even started if he keeps acting as stupid and reckless as this.
I sighed and ran a hand through my hair. Lee added,
It'll blow over, but I'd rather not be around.
How is the after party?
You missed some serious shit,
he told me gravely, then cracked another huge smile.
It was freaking hilarious. Warren got wasted and was doing some major karaoke, complete with dancing and telling everyone he loved them. Funniest thing ever. No fights or anything, though.
That's because there was no Noah, I said. He laughed.
True, true.
He cleared his throat.
I'd ask you how your night went and tease you to
tell me every single detail, girlfriend. He put on a falsetto voice and pretended to flip his hair.
But I don't really want to know about you doing the nasty with my brother.
I smiled. I didn't think you'd want to know, to be honest. But on that note, my chum, did you and Rachel?
No, we did not, he said rather proudly, sticking his chin out.
Really? I thought you guys would have by now.
So did I, he shrugged. But she said she wasn't ready, so I don't know. We'll just wait till she is.
Aw, I cooed. I tweaked his nose. You're whipped, my friend. Lee didn't even argue. He just rolled his eyes at me, and he blushed under all his freckles. I giggled. But not in a mean way. Does Rachel know how whipped you are?
Well, oh my God, you said it, didn't you?
You totally did! You said you loved her!
When did you say it? Was it when you were slow dancing? Were you under the stars at the after party?
Lee laughed, putting his hands firmly on my shoulders.
Calm down, Miss Romantic. If you give me the chance, I'll tell you how it happened.
I mimed, zipping my lips shut.
When we were slow dancing, I just kind of blurted it out really quietly. She didn't hear and said, "What?" So I had to say it louder. But she still didn't get it, so I had to say it really loud. And then a few people looked over and she started blushing like crazy. He smiled and laughed. It was really cute, actually. 'Cause then she said it back with this bright red blush. Honestly, she was like a beetroot and...
I smacked his arm.
That's so mean. It's not mean. It was cute. I said it was cute. And stop interrupting. Anyway, she said it back, looking like a really cute beetroot, he said pointedly. And I said, "What? I can't hear you." So she had to say it really loud, too. I smiled. "Aw, that is cute." "You're rubbing off on me," he said, pushing my shoulder. "I'm turning all mushy hanging around with you all these years."
"Did you kiss her then? After you guys said it?"
"Duh."
"Aw."
"Are you going to stand here gushing and cooing all day, or are we going to watch some Judge Judy?" "After you take a shower, of course. Your mascara is all smudged."
He poked me under the eyes and all but skipped past me into the house. All I could do was laugh and shake my head as Lee made himself at home talking to Brad and my dad while I headed upstairs to clean up and change. There was something nagging at my mind, though. My stupid little brother teasing me about being in love with Noah. I couldn't be. I mean, I knew at the start it wasn't. Well, it wasn't anything serious until last night, officially. And even before last night, I couldn't be. I wasn't. Was I? Chapter 26. Lee and I were lounging in my back garden. The sun was shining and the weather was too nice to stay inside. We generally spent days like this relaxing around Lee's pool. His garden was nicer than mine, too. We had one of those swinging chairs with a canopy, but it was so old it creaked whenever it moved. And half the grass had died. Dad had been too busy lately to fix it up, and too stubborn to hire a gardener. I had suggested we go to Lee's, pointing out that the pool would be great right now. But Lee had wanted to wait a bit. "Surely my dad said he'd text me when it was safe to go back. Meaning when either Noah's stormed off or they're done arguing and telling him off for everything. And I haven't heard anything yet." "Was it really that bad?"
"Trust me, you don't even want to know."
Just then his cell phone rang, and he fished it out of his pocket. He frowned and didn't answer straight away, as I'd expected. "Who is it?" I asked, getting up to see the screen.
"Noah," he muttered as I saw the caller ID. "What the hell does he want?"
"Here's a thought. Answer it and find out." He gave me a mock glare and clicked to answer.
"What?"
I heard Noah's voice on the other end, sounding equally unhappy, but I couldn't make out what he was saying.
"Sure," Lee said, then handed the phone to me. "Your cell's still off. He wants to talk to you."
"Oh." I took the phone and found I was smiling, even at the prospect of talking to him over the phone. And he hadn't even said anything yet. What was up with me lately? "Hi." But I knew exactly why that was. It was the same reason I'd said I'd go to the dance with him, however much I tried to find a reason to prove otherwise.
"I've been trying to get hold of you for ages."
"Ages being how long exactly?"
The last 4 minutes. I tried you twice.
I laughed. "Oh, yeah. That's really ages, Mr. Impatient. What did you want, anyway?"
"Listen, Elle."
Noah sounded kind of weird, like he was finding it hard to speak. I could imagine him tugging at his hair, rubbing a hand over his cheek. I frowned a little, wondering what was up. Then he said it. Those fatal words. I knew I should have stopped things with Noah a long time ago. Hell, I shouldn't have even started. But it was too late now. I knew I was in too deep, because the next words he said made me stop breathing for a moment. He sighed into the phone.
We need to talk.
We were going to meet at Starbucks on the edge of town. That was all I got out of the conversation. I hadn't been able to say a word other than stammering out,
"Okay."
"What's up?" Lee asked me, looking concerned. "You look really freaked out."
We're... Starbucks.
"What?"
"Shelly, take a breath, then tell me what he said."
"But first of all, are you okay?" I nodded, then shook my head.
"Well, I don't know.
I took a breath.
"He said that we need to talk."
Lee winced, sucking in a breath.
"Ouch. But, wait, are you serious? Are you sure that's what he said?"
I nodded.
"We're meeting at Starbucks at 8 o'clock.
"That's in, like, an hour." I nodded.
"I have to go get ready."
Numbly, my legs feeling wooden, I went up to my room, feeling in that dreamlike, dazed state. Dad was busy working in the lounge, and Brad had gone to the local park with some of his friends. Lee jogged up the stairs after me.
"Hold on. What do you think is going on?"
"He's breaking up with me, isn't he? I mean, we only just started going out officially, and now he's going to end it, right? That's what people say when they want to break up. They say, 'We need to talk.' And then they say, 'It's not you, it's me.' And..." Lee snapped his fingers right in front of my face, making me jump since I hadn't expected it.
"Calm down."
"Sorry."
"Look, maybe he just wants to talk. Maybe he's not going to break up with you. I don't see why he would."
But then he'd have told me, wouldn't he? He'd have said, 'Don't worry, we're not breaking up.'"
"Oh, God. What do you wear for someone to break up with you?"
I started rifling through my closet and drawers, looking for something to wear. I was serious. Should I wear something really cute to make him think twice about dumping me? Should I wear what I already had on? My old denim shorts and purple tank top? So it looked like I didn't care that he was breaking up with me? I decided not to get changed, but to put on a bit of makeup.
"Elle, chill. He probably doesn't want to break up. He's crazy if he does."
"Thanks, Lee. That's really reassuring." I picked up my eyeliner, but my hand was shaking too much. So instead, I threw myself down on my bed, covered my face with my hands, and gave a cry of frustration. I knew I'd gotten too close to Noah. I just hadn't wanted to believe it. I'd thought that by telling myself it wasn't possible, that would make it true. That by telling myself I wasn't getting in too deep, it would mean I hadn't fallen for... I wondered just how long I'd felt this way about him. Now, when I finally realized he was about to break up with me. Even Brad had known before I did, and Lee, he knew. That's why he kept giving me those weird looks. My dad and Rachel had guessed it, too. Those looks on their faces made sense now. Was I really the last one to realize how I felt? I'd known, though, deep down. I was just too scared to admit it to myself. Logic told me he definitely didn't reciprocate. He was about to break up with me. "We need to talk." I gnawed on my lip. I felt Lee's hand on my knee. When I opened my eyes, he was leaning right over me, his nose an inch from mine, his big blue eyes staring straight into mine. I stared right back.
"Lee?"
"Mm?"
"We have a problem."
"Mm."
"I think..."
I gulped, looking him right in the eyes.
"I think I might have fallen for him."
"At last! Jeez! I would have thought that was obvious when you agreed to go to the dance with him. No one in their right mind would have agreed. I was waiting for you to tell me when you'd said he was your date to the dance."
"Wait, you knew and you didn't tell me?"
"I thought you had to figure it out for yourself." Okay, okay, he admitted, seeing my skeptical look. I thought you wouldn't admit it.
How did you know before I did?
I said stupidly. I'm your other half. The Ashley to your Mary-Kate. The thing one to your thing two, he added with a smirk.
Lee, what am I going to do? He's going to break up with me.
Lee shrugged. I don't know what to tell you, Shelley, except that it'll be okay. And you know why? Because you've got me. I told you, whatever happens, I'm here for you. Whether you get heartbroken or pregnant or what. I smiled.
Well, so long as I've got you.
He laughed. Consolation prize, eh? Don't be silly. You're not the consolation prize. You're my best friend. He gave me a small, sad smile.
But I'm not as important to you as he is. I can't compete with the guy you're in love with, whether he's my brother or not.
Lee, don't be stupid. You will always, always, always be the biggest man in my life. Except for my dad, but you're pretty close, I smiled. Noah or no Noah, no guy is ever going to come between us. Ever. Got that?
No girl either, he told me. Best buds.
We'll grow old together and everything.
Can't imagine playing pranks without you in your wheelchair beside me trying to whiz away at high speed.
I laughed and gave him a big hug. He squeezed me back tight enough to force all the air out of me.
You're really worried about losing me, huh? I teased. Was I that obvious?
I don't want to lose you either. He grinned and winked at me.
Hey, you ever wonder if things would have worked out if we'd, you know, ever got together?
I raised my eyebrows slightly.
I'm not suggesting we should have tried it, he added quickly. I'm just saying.
Everyone expected us to end up together.
God only knows why. Too many chick flicks and cheesy novels, I say.
I laughed.
We would have sucked as a couple. Damn straight. Would have messed us up royally.
I laughed in agreement. I don't know how I would have handled it if Lee had told me he loved me romantically. We would only ever be best friends. Besides, you're all loved up with Rachel.
And you are with Noah.
For now, at least. Thanks for reminding me.
Damn, I was doing a pretty good job of keeping your mind off it, wasn't I?
You were, with your big sappy moment there. Now move, you're blocking my light, and I need to do my makeup. He laughed, shifting to let me get to my dresser. At least my hand wasn't shaking now, so I could actually do my eyeliner without stabbing myself in the eye.
Do you want a ride? You kind of need to be leaving soon if you don't want to hit traffic.
Yes, please, I said, shoving a couple of $5 bills into my pocket. Lee eventually found his car keys in his pocket after hunting through gum wrappers and dimes.
All right, let's go get heartbroken, I said with a wry smile.
He smacked my back, a little too hard, almost like he thought it'd knock some sense into me. I stumbled forward and had to grab the banister to stop myself from crashing down the rest of the stairs.
Calm down. It'll be fine.
Funny thing was, though, I didn't really believe him. We got to Starbucks soon after 8, since there was a little traffic. I could see Noah's bike parked outside. I made a mental note to call Lee to come pick me up before accepting a ride back from Noah, if he even offered.
Just send me a text if you want me to come get you, okay?
Lee told me softly as we walked up to the door. I nodded and went inside, my eyes raking the room nervously. I saw a hand go up. Noah was at a table toward the back, tucked in by the window. Lee squeezed my arm.
You'll be fine, Shelley.
Besides,
he doesn't deserve you.
I laughed, but it sounded forced. I'll talk to you later, Lee. He gave me a military salute, and I turned to face Noah, walking over with my chin held high. He looked even more handsome than usual, Maybe it was because I realized how I felt about him. Or maybe it was because I was on the verge of being dumped by him. His hair was windswept, and he was wearing dark wash jeans and a plain white t-shirt, his beaten old leather jacket on top. He actually stood up when I reached him, which surprised me. I could almost hear Lee saying, "Ooh, look who turned Noah into a gentleman," with a nudge in the ribs.
"Hey," Noah said, sounding a little flustered and breathless. Sit down."
So I sat down. We both started speaking at the same moment, then stopped, then started again.
"You go first," we said unanimously.
He cracked a half-smile, half-smirk, and I let out a breath of laughter. Then a waiter bustled up, some guy in his mid-20s looking like he was on a caffeine buzz to keep him going through another shift.
"What can I get you guys?"
Were we even staying that long? Or was Noah just going to cut me loose and ride off on his two-wheeled death trap?
"I'll have a regular coffee," he told the guy. Then he pointed a finger at me and said, "And she'll have a half-fat latte with whipped cream on top."
The guy scribbled on his pad, nodding away and said,
"Great, I'll get this for you right away."
Once he was gone, all I could say was, "How do you know my coffee order?"
"You had one before. It was a weird order. I guess that's why I remembered it."
Oh, I was shocked, but shocked in a good way. This guy couldn't be about to break up with me, could he? I so badly wanted to believe Lee had been right, that his brother really was whipped. But, there was always a but. I didn't say anything, and neither did Noah. We just waited silently until our coffees came, and then he just took a sip and leaned back in his chair, one leg crossed up on his knee, an arm slung over the back of the chair. I didn't bother sipping my latte yet. It would only scald my tongue. I wasn't willing to burn all my taste buds off my tongue, even if there was an awkward silence. Then, at last, he decided to speak.
"Look, we need to talk."
"Are you breaking up with me?" I blurted, unable to hold the question in any longer. He sighed, and my heart dropped away. I felt deflated, seeing the look on his face.
"Listen, Elle, I want you to hear me out, okay?"
I nodded. What else could I do?
"I've been offered a place at Harvard, on the computer science course there."
"Harvard? Like, Harvard in Massachusetts?" He nodded.
"Yeah."
"That's great. Congratulations." Except my voice didn't have the right amount of enthusiasm in it. I tried again. "That's fantastic, Noah."
"I know, but..."
There it was again, that horrible, horrible word. Only this time, a part of me liked hearing it. "Whoa, wait, no buts. You can't not go to Harvard."
"It's in Massachusetts, on the other side of the country, Elle. I got into the University of California in San Diego. It's not that far away, even, and they have a good engineering course."
"Noah, why would you even consider giving up Harvard? You can't do that."
"I don't know," he sighed.
He sounded so confused and helpless.
"My parents want me to go, but I don't know if it's just because they want to ship me off so they haven't got to deal with me anymore. I've accepted the offer, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do."
"I'm sure your parents are just happy for you. It's amazing. It's a great opportunity. Of course they want you to go."
"They were so mad at me," he said with a small, humorless laugh, watching his finger run around the rim of his mug. "Especially over everything with you. They just want me gone."
"They don't want you gone. They're only worried about you."
"Whatever," he said, sounding so defeated, I didn't even bother trying to argue.
I ran my index finger around the side of my mug and looked down at the steam rising from my latte and said, "I'm happy for you." He reached over and cupped my face in his hand, gently brushing his thumb over my cheek. My heart skipped a beat.
There's this whole thing with you now, and I don't know what I want to do.
I gulped. He wasn't going to say it. Lee was wrong. I was just fooling myself. I was ridiculous to think he'd ever, ever say that to me. He looked into my eyes for the longest moment, then leaned over and kissed me incredibly softly, sending shivers up and down my spine. His lips lingered on mine for a long, long time. Then he sat back in his chair. I couldn't quite make out his expression, but there was a deep line creasing his forehead.
Elle, I know I was a complete asshole, and I said I'd try and make things up to you, but thing is, I just...
He sighed, ran a hand back and forth through his hair, making it stick up at all kinds of angles.
Elle, I'm going to be going to college in the fall, and I don't know how things are going to work out, and I don't want to lose you. I don't want to break up with you, but...
Noah, I tried interrupting. Then he said,
No, forget it. It can wait. Look, finish your coffee and we'll get going. I want to take you someplace.
Where?
I can't tell you. That'd ruin the surprise. But you're going to like it, trust me. It's not far away, but we need to go soon if we're going to get there in time.
I wanted to ask, get where? But I knew he wouldn't tell me, so I stayed silent, sipping my coffee. Noah pretty much downed his, and I wondered at how it didn't burn his throat. When I put my mug back down, Noah chuckled. What? He reached over and brushed his finger over the tip of my nose before wiping it with a napkin.
You had some cream on it.
My cheeks flamed, but he laughed.
It was cute. Now come on.
Okay, I laughed. Why are you so impatient today? Then I realized something. Oh, God, no. I'm not going anywhere with you.
What? Why not?
You have your bike. I saw it outside. I'm not going on that thing ever again. Once was bad enough.
Aw, come on. Everyone deserves a second chance. You gave me one. Don't hate the bike.
I laughed, momentarily forgetting the nausea and worry of potentially losing Noah. Besides, right now I felt a lot more confident. I honestly didn't think he was breaking up with me. He'd even said he didn't want to lose me. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't get on that thing. It's horrible.
But you can snuggle up to me, he said teasingly.
Come on, it's seriously not half as bad as you make out. It's awful, I told him sternly. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I cannot get on that bike with you.
Well, you don't have a choice. I'm taking you to this place, even if I have to tie you up.
I frowned.
I'm kidding. But it'll be worth it, I promise.
No. He leaned over and gave me a quick peck on the lips.
Please. I swear it'll be completely worth it. I'll be your slave for life if you don't like it.
How could I say no to that face? So I said with a suspicious frown. For life?
Yep.
Okay, but just this once, and you owe me, big time, even if I do like it.
Whatever you say, Shelley, but you're going to love it, and the bike won't be half bad either.
I highly doubt that. I hate you sometimes, Noah Flynn. Chapter 27. He put the helmet on for me, clipping it in place. I had a sense of déjà vu of when I'd first ridden the bike and smiled at the memory. Then he swung himself over the motorbike, which looked even more monstrous and intimidating than I remembered, and gave me a hand. I put my arms around his waist cautiously. My palms were sweating. I could hear my heartbeat echoing in my ears. Wherever we were going, it had better be worth it. Was it too late to back out? Tell him we'd go another time? Noah, I changed my mind. I really don't. He revved the engine, the bike roaring to life all of a sudden. I jumped, let out a little squeak, and held on as tight as I could. I felt his body rumble with a chuckle, and before I could tell him again I'd changed my mind, he sped off down the street. I didn't even open my eyes. The wind slapped my bare arms and legs. I knew I'd have goosebumps all over when we got off. At least my hair was all tucked inside the helmet so it wouldn't be a total mess when I took it off. But I didn't want to look at everything blurring past. I heard a horn blare, most likely at us, but I still kept my eyes squeezed tight shut and clung to Noah. I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. I love him, I love him, I love him. I hardly even noticed when we stopped. Everything suddenly went silent, and it was only when Noah unhooked my arms from around him that I dared to open my eyes. We were at the bottom of a hill by a park outside of town. I used to come to the park in the summer with Lee, since they had a public pool here that was open in the summer. It made a nice change of scenery from his backyard. Noah got off the bike first, and then pulled my helmet off gently. I just glared at him, and he chuckled. "It wasn't that bad. Come on, admit it," he said, smoothing down my flyaway hair. "I think I might throw up." I wasn't even exaggerating. Much. He laughed again, steadying me as I climbed off the damn thing. My legs felt like jello and almost gave way beneath me. Linking his fingers through mine, Noah opened up the seat of the bike, taking out a big blanket, the kind you'd have for a picnic. He tossed it over his shoulder and spoke before I could ask what the blanket was for. "Surely, surely," I thought, "we weren't on the verge of a breakup." It didn't make sense.
"Come on. We don't want to be late."
"Where are we going?" I asked. He was already walking up the hill, towing me along, too. "Noah, where are we going?"
"Now who's the impatient one?" he laughed, squeezing my hand.
It didn't take us long to reach the top. And when we did, he let go of my hand and spread the blanket out on the grass underneath a big oak tree that leaned over at an angle, its branches hanging down low enough that the leaves grazed the top of my head. He sat on the blanket, patting the space next to him.
"Come on, then."
Frowning, a little in confusion, I slowly sat down next to him. Then I saw what we'd come for. This place overlooked half the city, and you could see the beaches and the ocean. The view of the city alone was pretty astounding, with its twinkling lights. But with the sunset, the sky was stained red, and the thin bands of cloud were pink and silver. It was beautiful. The sunset reflected in the sea, too, turning the dark blue water red and yellow and pink. It was breathtaking. The sun looked so big, dipping down behind the skyline of the city. It was quiet, too. There was no noise from the city, or from the surf on the beach, just the breeze rustling the leaves over our heads. "Wow," I breathed. There really wasn't any other word for it. Just wow.
"I know. Told you you'd like it."
Noah bumped my shoulder. And when I tore my eyes away from the landscape to look at him, he was smiling at me, one of his real smiles that showed his dimple and made his eyes light up even more. "It's amazing," I said quietly.
"Yeah, you are," Noah murmured.
I was silent for a second before I laughed. "You're so cheesy."
"You love it, really," he teased, bumping my shoulder again.
"I can't believe you actually brought me here to watch the sunset. It's so, so romantic."
"I told you, Elle. I'm going to do things right this time. And I knew you'd like it. You're just that kind of girl." "And it's not even over yet. Give it 15-20 minutes," he said after checking his watch.
"What happens then?" He chuckled, avoiding answering, and with his free hand tilted my face to kiss me. It started out as another soft kiss that made my heart melt, but soon enough I had my fingers knotted in his hair, and his hands were on my back, holding me tight. I don't know how long we stayed like that, but at some point he lay me down and was half on top of me, still kissing me. There were sparks dancing through me like crazy, and my head felt ready to explode. I was kissing him like a drowning person, like he was my heir, and he was kissing me back in just the same way. It was like this should be a thing of fairy tales, but it wasn't. This was real, and it was all happening to me. Hell, even the fireworks between us when we kissed seemed real, like they were exploding right over my head. I broke the kiss, and Noah sat up slightly, both of us looking out at the view. The sky was darker now, not pitch black or even inky blue, but it was still dark enough. The glittering rainbows of fireworks were just disappearing, fading away. Another few went up, exploding and whistling, then bursting out into a pattern of green and gold and blue and pink. "Oh my gosh," I breathed.
"There's a display down on the beach," he told me. "I forget what it was for, but there was some event, and... yeah."
Wow. First the sunset, now this? Another few fireworks went off, splashing over the sky in a hypnotic burst of color. "What's the occasion? For all the cute gestures, I mean."
"Elle, don't call me cute, please." I rolled my eyes.
"Just answer the question." He shrugged.
"I don't know. I just... well, I mean... taking you to the dance and stuff like that was me trying to say sorry. But sometimes saying sorry doesn't really mean a lot. And you deserve a hell of a lot better than that, than me. And man, I hate all this emotional shit, but I'm gonna say it all anyway because you deserve that much."
He gulped, and I lifted my head off his shoulder to look at him. "Noah," I whispered, but I don't think he even heard me properly.
"No, just let me say this, Elle."
But he chewed on his lower lip, looking more like a scared little boy than badass Flynn. The next second, his lips crashed down on mine so suddenly and so roughly it knocked the breath out of me. I was too surprised to kiss him back, only recovering when he decided to pull away. The fireworks were still crackling in the background, throwing colored flashes of light across his face.
"I love you, Elle,"
he told me, brushing some hair off my face. I could only breathe. I couldn't say anything, and my mind went entirely blank for a moment. My heart alternated between doing somersaults and skipping a beat. "Breathe," I told myself. "Breathe." Noah blinked at me.
"Say something, Elle. I just laid everything on the line, dignity included. And you're not saying anything."
I laughed and practically tackled him, throwing my arms around his neck and kissing him. He hugged me back, his lips responding and his tongue slipping inside my mouth. When we broke apart a minute or so later, he just leaned his forehead on mine, those captivating eyes boring into mine. A bright purple firework exploded across the sky behind him. "I love you," I whispered. He chuckled, and I heard the relief in his voice.
"Well, thank God for that. I thought I'd scared you off for a minute."
I laughed, shaking my head against his. "Nope, still here."
"Good."
He gave me a brief peck on the lips. Then he wrapped his arms around me, and I rested my head on his shoulder again. The firework display from the beach carried on, lighting up the darkening sky, while I was happy, sitting on the top of a hill in Noah's arms. He said he loved me. He loves me. He loves me. I'm in love with my best friend's older brother, and he loves me back. He loves me. Noah?
Yeah?
What are we going to do? With you going off to college, I mean? He sighed and rested his head on top of mine. His fingers played with the ends of my hair.
I don't know, Elle. I don't want to leave you either, but it's Harvard, you know? Harvard.
I know.
I love you, he murmured. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do your parents know about us now? I asked, curious. He nodded.
Yeah. I told them once they'd calmed down. Then he sighed again. You should have seen how mad they were at me. Even Lee got out of the house. Remember what they were like to you two after you guys started that food fight in the 8th grade? Imagine that, just 1,000 times worse.
I didn't really know what to say. I'd never imagined Noah would tell me all this stuff. Hell, I never would have imagined Noah even thought about this stuff. Don't get me wrong. I know Noah loves his family. He and Lee have always been really close, too. When it comes down to it, they've always been there for each other. But I would never have thought he'd be so sensitive about half of this stuff.
My mom softened up a lot once I told her the lengths I'd gone to win your heart back.
He smirked. Although he ran a hand over his face, so I let it drop. He didn't want to talk about it anymore, so I changed the topic. I'm assuming you're going to be Superman for our party next week. I mean, you've already got the underpants for it. I bit my lip when I saw the look he gave me, but he was clearly embarrassed. I opened my mouth, and he clasped a hand over my lips.
Don't you dare.
What? I tried to say, but his hand muffled it.
You were going to say, it's cute. I know you were.
I laughed sheepishly. Actually, I had been about to say that. Whatever. So who are you going to go as?
I think James Bond is a little overdone, don't you?
He tweaked my nose.
You'll just have to wait and see, Shelley.
No, hold up. I have just had a stroke of genius. You should dress as a giant seashell. Oh, yeah. That'd be a fantastic outfit. Totally doable. He just smiled rather than smirking. I couldn't keep the sarcastic glare on my face anymore. I grinned back and laughed along with him until we lapsed into silence. We sat like that, not talking for a few moments, our thoughts elsewhere, before I spoke again. I wanted to tell him that he couldn't go to Harvard, and I could see him half waiting for me to say that, but I just couldn't. You really want to go, don't you? I said quietly. I don't know why I bothered asking. I already knew what his answer was. He leaned forward and hooked his arms around his knees, looking out at the night sky and the last few fireworks. I sat up, too, crossing my legs underneath me and watching him. His expression was totally unreadable, his face in shadow. Then, after a while, he nodded.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go. I don't want to leave you, though, he told me quietly, still looking ahead. After everything that's happened between us and... I just don't want to leave you, Elle.
I don't want you to leave me either, I admitted, scooting over and holding his forearm with its strong, defined muscles, resting my head on his shoulder again. But you'd only regret it if you passed up the opportunity, and we both know it.
Yeah. I know.
He slid his arm around me. His hand traced circles on my lower back, and I felt my whole body relax at his touch. You have to go, I told him in a whisper. After a pause, he kissed my temple and left his lips pressed there as he said,
I love you.
I love you too. Suddenly, I found myself laughing. What happened to the badass player?
He fell in love,
he told me simply, planting a kiss on my cheek.
Talk about a cliché.
Chapter 28 The next day, Lee and I went to the mall to buy each other's birthday presents and pick up the costumes we'd reserved for our party. After grabbing lunch, we split up, and I scoured the mall for things to buy him. In the end, I got him a new wallet, a CD he said he wanted, and the coolest t-shirt I could ever imagine. He'd love it.
I told you so, Lee said for the billionth time that day when we met back at his car. Didn't I tell you he was whipped, huh? Didn't I?
I laughed. Yes, all right, I get it. You were right. He sighed contentedly, slinging his shopping bags into the trunk.
I will never get sick of hearing you say that, Elle.
I rolled my eyes and climbed into the car. As he slid into the driver's seat beside me, he said yet again,
I still can't believe you're okay with him going to Harvard.
My smile faded. I'm not okay with it, Lee. Like, at all. I don't want him to go. But I can't exactly keep him here. Tell him to go to San Diego or something. I can't do that. He has to go. He wants to.
So are you guys going to try long distance?
Yeah, at least we think so, for now. I don't know, Lee. We could both change our minds by the end of summer, but we said we'd try.
Just remember what I told you, all right? If it doesn't work out, I'm here to pick up the pieces.
I reached over and squeezed his hand. He squeezed mine back. I was glad that school was out for the summer. It meant that I didn't have to constantly deal with questions about me and Noah. Of course, the girls called, and I spoke to them, told them the sort of details they wanted to know. I expected to get sick of it, but I didn't. I was happy to talk about Noah. I was happy because I loved him. Although there was another very pressing matter that everybody was talking about, our costume party. I was on a three-way call with Karen and Olivia discussing the party. If you have to, I told them laughing, just throw on a dress and call yourself a Bond girl.
I may have to do that, Olivia said.
I ordered my costume the other day and it still hasn't been shipped yet.
What are you and Lee going as anyway? Karen asked.
I know you told us at some point, but I can't remember. My internet's been playing up all week.
Robin, I told her, smiling.
Robin as in Batman and Robin?
Yep, Lee's Batman.
I guess that much, Karen laughed. My cell started to vibrate in my hand, and I pulled it away from my ear to look at it.
Sorry, guys, I gotta go.
Which one is it? Olivia asked.
Sorry?
Which Flynn brother? Karen clarified. It's gotta be one of them.
I chuckled. It's Noah.
They both chorused, ooh, down the phone at me, and I laughed before saying goodbye to them.
Then I nestled against the pillows on my bed, and a smile spread over my face when I heard Noah's voice. We didn't talk about anything in particular, but that didn't matter. As long as I was talking to him, I was happy. So this is what love does to people, I thought as Noah told me about the football program at Harvard. It really does turn people into saps. Because quite honestly, I couldn't have given a damn about anything football-related. But Noah sounded so excited, I found myself hanging on his every word, wanting him to tell me more. Love had turned me into even more of a fool than I already was. But you know what? I thought, a smile spreading over my face. I don't even care.
Wow, I said, getting up from my seat. I can't actually believe this year's over.
Tell me about it. Even weirder, though? Lee elbowed me and jerked his head toward the platform, where the teachers were clearing the chairs.
Next year, that'll be us graduating.
Now that is weird.
Seems like only yesterday we were just little kids, huh? Going to soccer camp, baseball camp,
the costume parties.
I laughed.
Yeah, well, we're kids at heart.
I looked around, peering through the swarm of dark blue robes for the familiar dark hair and crooked nose. Lee and Noah's parents had already gone off to find Noah and congratulate him on graduating.
I'm just glad he made it here, their mom had sighed as we'd sat down.
I thought he'd be expelled before we saw him graduate. And now Harvard next year. There was no denying the pride in her voice as she said that, though.
And I was pleased for him. Really, I was. But it made my stomach twist a little to think of him leaving. I didn't want to see him go. It's not fair. Childish as it was of me to even think it, I couldn't help it. Why did Harvard have to be on the other side of the country? Why did I have to choose now to fall in love with him?
And you kids turning 17, she was still saying.
Gosh, 17. Just think, next year you'll be going off to college and...
Mom, Lee said before his dad could. Don't start crying.
I'm not, June protested, but her voice cracked a little.
And now we were standing in the midst of grinning teenagers in their graduation gowns and proud families. I craned my neck, trying to spot Noah. From the corner of my eye, I saw Lee steal a glance behind me and started turning to look over my shoulder, and...
Boo!
I jumped out of my skin, practically leaping a foot into the air, and even gave a little scream, which earned me plenty of strange looks from the crowd. Lee just laughed again, his brother chuckling at me too, flashing me one of his rare, real grins. I smacked him across the chest, glaring, my heart still pounding. You're so childish, Noah Flynn. I swear to God, I snapped. He gave me that infamous smirk of his.
You should have seen your face.
Shut up. That just made him laugh harder.
Hey, Lee said, congratulations. You actually made it.
Noah laughed.
Yeah, tell me about it. But you're carrying on the Flynn legacy, you know. Get in as much trouble as possible and narrowly avoid being suspended.
Lee laughed.
Sure, I can see that happening.
Noah shrugged.
Your choice.
He slung an arm around my shoulders.
All right, Elle?
I scowled at him briefly, but that smile that showed his dimple made it impossible to even pretend to stay annoyed at him. I let out a sigh.
Nothing to say about me actually graduating high school, then?
Noah asked, nudging my hip with his.
No congratulations? Not even a little one?
Depends, I said teasingly.
Saving that for tonight, huh?
He waggled his eyebrows at me, and my face flamed at his words. His expression didn't help either. I worried for a moment that Lee must feel awkward about what Noah had just said, and stole a glance at him. But he was giving a melodramatic grimace, complete with gagging noises.
Ugh, please stop,
he cried, shaking his head. So I smiled and said to Noah, congratulations.
Thank you.
College now.
Yeah.
Silence filled the lapsing conversation quickly, and it wasn't the easy kind of silence. Lee said hastily,
got your outfit for tonight then, bro?
Noah clicked his tongue, raising a finger to point at Lee.
That is a good point. No.
You haven't got Noah? I cried in exasperation.
Hey, I barely remembered to fill up on gas so I could get to the school for graduation,
he defended himself.
You think I can remember to get clothes for a party?
Flynn, come on, man, they're doing photos,
someone yelled over before I even had the chance to roll my eyes at him.
Be there now,
he shouted in reply. He gave me a quick peck on the lips.
I'll see you tonight, Elle. See ya,
he added to Lee, and then left to go for the photos with the rest of the graduating seniors.
Ew, Lee commented. Cooties,
I laughed.
Shut up.
Shall we away to the Batmobile, Robin?
He put on a deep, husky voice. Let's, I said, taking his arm. We exchanged a grin before heading to his car, arm in arm, and I couldn't have felt happier. After all the drama that had come from my relationship with Noah, I still had my best friend. Chapter 29.
Is that you, Elle?
I heard June say when I walked into Lee's house.
Yeah.
She came out of the office and smiled at me.
I'm just locking away some of the ornaments, she explained, so they don't get destroyed.
I laughed.
Good idea. I'm just going to head on upstairs and get ready.
Sure thing, hon.
She and Matthew were going out to some theater show with my dad tonight. They got a night out, and they were out of the way for the party, too. Brad had a soccer tourney tomorrow, and was staying over at a friend's anyway, so Dad was tagging along with Lee's parents.
Lee said the boys are going to turn up earlier to help move some furniture, by the way.
Oh, are they? Cool.
Do you want anything to drink?
I'll grab something out of the fridge, thanks.
I smiled again as she went into the lounge to get the rest of the ornaments, and grab 2 cans of orange soda from the fridge to take upstairs. Lee's door was open, and he was hanging upside down off his bed with his earphones in.
Long time no see.
I come bearing drinks.
Awesome.
He rolled off the bed and landed in a heap on the floor before scrambling to his feet again to take the can.
Cam and Dixon are going to drop by at 7 to help move the couches and stuff and set up the speakers.
Yeah, your mom said. I set down my drink on Lee's desk and pulled my costume out of the bag. I stood up, holding the dress against me, and pulled a face. Maybe it'll look all right on, I thought aloud. There was a slit in the skirt that went too high for my liking, and the top seemed too small in the wrong places. The dress was a flimsy kind of material in metallic shades. The skirt and cape were emerald green. The top of the dress was ruby red. There was a mustard-colored belt to go around my hips.
Try it on, Lee said,
his voice sounding somewhat hollow. I looked up, frowning curiously at his voice, and laughed at the Batman mask he wore. He threw the cape over his head like a veil.
I'm not looking, I swear, I laughed.
You look like an idiot.
Sure you're not just looking in the mirror, Shelley?
Ha ha ha, I retorted sarcastically, rolling my eyes. I tugged off my shorts and tank top and stepped into the dress. Lee came over to zip me up, except that wasn't too easy. It was too tight around my boobs, and I heard a couple of stitches rip as Lee yanked the zip the rest of the way. I fastened the belt around my waist.
Jeez, did it have a built-in push-up bra?
No, I huffed. It was actually kind of hard to breathe, but the slit was not as high as I'd expected, and the skirt was actually a decent length.
It doesn't look that bad.
You sure?
Positive. Besides, there'll be girls there looking like hookers. It'll be fine.
You sure?
He laughed. No, I was lying. Seriously, though, there's nothing you can do now. Unless you want to turn up in your underwear and say you're a Playboy model.
No, thanks. I think I'll stick with this.
Shelley, it'll be fine. You'll be the belle of the ball.
Almost an hour later, my hair was clipped back and cascaded in dark curls over my left shoulder, and I was ready. Lee made an awesome Batman, and despite the breathing constrictions, I liked the Robin outfit. Lee's parents left when my dad arrived, and not 2 minutes later, the doorbell rang. Cam and Dixon must have coordinated. Those costumes weren't a coincidence. Cam had a posh, old-timey white wig and a naval hat that matched his uniform. And then Dixon was there in full Captain Jack Sparrow gear, from a wash-off tattoo to the tricorn hat to a plastic sword and pistol.
"Commodore Norrington at your service, ma'am," Cam said, sweeping off his hat in an elaborate bow and kissing the back of my hand.
I bit back a laugh as he straightened up and put his hat back on.
"Cool costumes," I said.
"Very authentic," Lee added.
"Thanks," they both said unanimously and laughed.
Dixon said, "My brother hooked us up with a discount since he knows some guy who owns a costume warehouse." I went to swipe a finger across Dixon's cheek as I said, "Is that fake tan?"
"Don't touch,"
he batted my finger away.
"Do you have any idea how hard it is to get 3 gallons of coca powder on your face like this?"
"Is coca powder?" Lee snorted.
"Like the stuff you use to make hot chocolate with?"
"My sister uses it as bronzer when she runs out. She said it'd work."
The three of us just laughed at him, not in a mean way. It was just the fact that Dixon was taking beauty advice from his 14-year-old sister.
"Shut up,"
he said, mock glaring at us all.
Okay, we're sorry, Lee chuckled. It looks cool, though.
I should hope so, he muttered.
Anyway, furniture?
I'll sort out the speakers, Cam said.
I'll help Cam, I volunteered.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want you to break a nail now, would we, Shelley? Lee teased.
I was thinking more along the lines of, I might mess up my hair.
Dude, Dixon said to him,
Your sidekick sucks.
I rolled my eyes at them and went off with Cam.
Lee and Noah had purchased several sets of speakers that we could hook up to the big docking station in the lounge, but they were in a closet with a tangled mess of wires. It didn't take too long to set them up, though, and Dixon and Lee pushed all the furniture to the edges of the lounge and the game room, and the kitchen was cleared as much as possible. There was plenty of space for a crazy house party. All we were missing was the guests. And they arrived thick and fast, right on time. Soon enough, the Flynn household had music pounding through it, and swarms of teenagers. No, not teenagers, more like a menagerie of movie characters. There were Disney princesses, fairies, and Candace made an amazing zombie version of Alice in Wonderland. Her boyfriend had turned up as the Mad Hatter, a la Johnny Depp. What was it with everyone dressing up as him? I think there was an Edward Scissorhands somewhere, too. Karen embraced her ginger hair and was Ginny from Harry Potter. There were both male and female versions of superheroes, from Spider-Man to Wonder Woman to Captain America. Warren had come as Dumbledore, a tacky beard half hanging off where he hadn't stuck it on properly. Harry Potter characters seem like the default. I thought we'd be swarming with 007s, not half of Hogwarts. My favorites had to be Tyrone and Jason. Lee and I had opened the door to Tyrone. He stood there, topless, in a pair of denim cutoffs that looked like they'd been jeans before he hacked at them with scissors. I got who he was straight away. He had the short dark hair and the dark skin to pull off the character. "Happy birthday for Sunday, guys," he smiled. "Thanks, but, what are you meant to be? A Calvin Klein model?" asked Lee. "He's the werewolf from Twilight," I told him in a duh tone of voice. On cue, Tyrone turned to show us the tail duct-taped to the butt of his jeans. "I cut it off my sister's old stuffed dog," he told us. "Right." Then there was a, "Hey, guys! Happy birthday!" And Jason came into the porch, wearing a pale blue shirt, unbuttoned to show his jock's abs. His light brown hair stood up straight, and he was covered in glitter. "Who are you? The glitter monster?" Tyrone jeered at him. "You're one to talk," Jason scoffed. "I mean, what are you?" "I'm a werewolf." "Yeah?" he scoffed. "Well, I'm a vampire. The vampire." "Dude, that costume sucks," Lee quipped, making the two of us crack up completely. Tyrone and Jason had come as Edward and Jacob from Twilight. Their costumes were pretty good matches, aside from the fact that Jason wasn't deathly pale, although he put in a pair of plastic fangs. It was surreal, looking around the party. Ninjas and sailors were playing pool with Count Dracula and Rocky Balboa. Mermaids and fairies were making out with firemen and G.I. Joes. I hadn't seen Noah yet, though, and believe me, if he'd been there, I'd have known. I did feel a little left out. All the couples were making out, and then people were randomly hooking up in the party spirit. But I was okay. I was chatting with people and laughing and joking around. A few of the girls asked me where Noah was, but everyone was too busy talking about the costumes to be that bothered about the latest couple to grace the social scene. I did want to know where he was, but honestly, I was having so much fun, I barely gave myself time to wonder why he wasn't here with me. "Doesn't Faith look so pretty in the Grecian dress? I heard it was her grandma's." "Oh my God, have you seen that thing Tammy's wearing? I mean, what's she even supposed to be?